letter in the Holy Letters, Volume 4. This is letter number 1099. So this is also dated on the 13th day of Tammuz, Yom HaGeulah. And the Rebbe is sending this to Eli Shmuel HaKoyin Kahanov. He was an elder chassid at the time, and I know him also, and I remember him by all the Fabrengans. And matter of fact, my sister is married. My sister's husband. Okay, my sister's husband's sister. My sister's husband's. My brother-in-law's sister. My brother-in-law's sister. My sister's husband's sister was married to this Kahanov's son. So we're mechatanim with them, so I know the family. Of course, the name is spelled as Kahanov. And the Rebbe says, I was in pain to learn of the passing of your wife. And he blesses him. And the Rebbe knows that one of the reasons why a fasting for a dream is considered a delight on Shabbos, because you're allowed to fast it. Why does it give you delight on Shabbos? Because since it is the time of delight, so it's not possible to tolerate any pain in the world. So therefore, all negative judgments are gone. So therefore, there cannot be, if there's a pain, there's not going to be pain. So basically the Rebbe is saying today is a day of joy because it's the day of Simcha, the Geula, the redemption of the father-in-law. And he writes that Hashem did not just redeem me, the Rebbe writes, on Yud Bistamos, but all those who the Torah have the Torah dear, those who keep the mitzvah, and also those that are just called Jewish. So certainly on this day, all matters of judgment, Mechdekanes, will be put aside and be no more worries in the world. The Rebbe sends him his comfort. And the Rebbe brings the equation of that when there is a sad news or something difficulty on a joyous day, that joyous day takes away from the sadness and replaces it with only good. So I guess if a passing is on Yud Gimel Tammuz, which is a special day, there's extra forces for comfort, etc., something like that.